Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Gattun. This is TechNori live from WGN Radio. Sitting next to you, Beth Bond.
Hi there, Scott.
Hello. So this is your first time getting to play ball in the Startup Showcase version of the show. Are you ready for this?
I think I'm ready.
Well, in case,
I'm a good judger.
Well, that's what we need here.
Judging
him. Judging is definitely a good... I'm a very judgmental person.
So I know.
Yes, you do. So just to make sure that you understand how to play the game and everybody else does, you can go to republic.co/ the name of the company that's coming up here, which is Wolfpack. And you can actually invest in the company right now. They're raising capital. You can do that. You can go in their comment discussion session section and you can ask questions. You can DM us on Facebook and Twitter at TechNori. Go ahead and ask us questions. We'll try to connect you to the founder if you have questions about their company. But the gist is now... essentially, what everybody else who's rich gets to do and we haven't been able to do is invest in startups, and now we can. So I'm pretty excited about that. So for those of you listening, if you want to, like I said before, all you have to do is go to republic.co. You can register, link your bank account, and voila, for as little as $10, you can invest in companies.
Wait a minute, turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business. Make a lot of moves.
So without further ado, I want to introduce Wolfpack Systems and its founder, Jonathan. And I'm going to mispronounce your name, so you're going to pronounce your last name. Jonathan, what's your last name?
Hi, Sam. Thank you for having me. My last name, Jonathan Chasper.
I feel like I should be able to get that. I just don't know how to read. You teach children. I don't know. I can't. I can do nothing.
The Israeli version would be much, much more painful.
Yeah. Oh, well, then I appreciate the gringo version.
Yeah.
So without further ado, you know the deal. You've got 3 minutes. I want you to pitch your business. Tell us, you know, why you did this, what the business is, how you make money, et cetera, and what you need from the audience in order to get to the next level. So we'll give you the 3, 2, 1, and go now.
Thank you. So why does Wolfpack exist? I started riding motorcycles about 7 years ago, and one of my rides, I actually got separated from my buddies. And it took us a very long time, very frustrating time, to get back together again. And once we got connected, you know, nobody wanted to ride anymore. Everybody, you know, kind of lost the spirit, if you will, and we just went home. And so when I was riding back, I was thinking about this, that there's actually a problem of keeping a group together. Obviously, motorcycles, but this is also true for bicycles, cars, and any other way of transportation. And this was my eureka moment. This is how Wolfpack was born. And the very basic idea behind Wolfpack is just how are we keeping everybody together? Now, needless to say, we address the entire experience of creating the ride, or a run, the way we call it, creating a run, creating a pack, which is the people you want to ride with, planning it, making sure you know where you want to stop, how you want to go, all of that we can do as part of the Wolfpack application. And of course, then once I have it done, I don't need to call you and say, hey, Sam, hey, Beth, do you know where we're going? Because if you do have Wolfpack, all of this information is going to be with you. So this is why Wolfpack exists. The way we make money is very simple. I call it the crack model. Basically, it's a freemium model where you can download the app for free. You can use it for up to 8 rides for free. But once you get to that 8th ride, if you want to keep using the application, you need to become premium. And so that's basically how it goes. Of course, there are some features that you get as premium and you don't get as a free user and things like that. We have more than 22,000 users worldwide using it in countries that, frankly, some of them I didn't even know their countries. But yes, we have a lot of people all over the world. Our conversion rate is pretty good. It's the industry standard. It's around 2%. The big thing is that our retention rate is very high. We keep about 80% of our subscribers over more than a year. And we already know now that we've been just a little bit beyond the year that those who subscribe keep going, you know, for the second year and so on. That's pretty much it. And, of course, we're working on affiliations with other companies, such as Eagle Rider, for example, such as CycleFish and others that we're working with. And we're trying to even expand even more the overall value we're bringing to our clients. And, of course, what we need now, we need support. We want to get to the point that we have 100, 200, 300,000 users. This is why we do the Republic fundraising. The cost of acquisition is pretty low. It's about $1 per user, so we can get to a lot of users very quickly, given that we have the money. And this is the reason we do Republic.
Very cool. What is the link to make sure that we get the right people to the right link?
Republic.co/Wolfpack.
Perfect.
That simple.
Very cool. And then are there some perks? What's the basic rundown of the investment opportunity?
So you can go 100, 250, 500, 1,000, and so on. You'll get apparel from us. You get stickers. You get bandanas. At some point, you know, we get a little bit above that. You can actually get a box of cigars from us. Cool stuff that we think people will like. Chocolate, cigars, things like that, depending on, you know, which level you're investing. For example, if you invest, $2,500, you get 12 months premium, you get a box of chocolate from us. $5,000, you'll get T-shirts.
So if I invest in this, I'm going to get fatter. That's what's...
you do ride a motorcycle. You need to ride a motorcycle, so we need some weight on it, so you don't...
I don't want the front end of it to lift up on me.
Exactly. You don't want to be blown off by the wind, so we need to get some weight on you. But if you want some good cigars, then you'll need to invest a little bit more than that. Yeah.
Very cool. One of the questions, and Beth, I want to kick it to you with questions you might have on the model. You know, I'm assuming if I heard this right, it's kind of a freemium, and then there's premium services and things that pop up to make you money. Do you feel like there's an opportunity there for like aggregated advertising or other ways to monetize other than the actual users themselves? Is that a focal point?
Yes, absolutely. So actually, the very first thing that we don't want to happen, we don't want to have advertising.
Okay.
It hurts the user experience. And imagine you're on a motorcycle. You don't want things popping up on your screen because you'll end up in a ditch.
Yes, that's a very good point.
So we don't want that. And the whole idea behind Wolfpack, that once you're mounted on your motorcycle and you mount your phone, the interaction is minimal. But other revenue streams are true affiliations. And I'll give you an example. As I mentioned earlier, we integrated with Eagle Rider. So you can go into Wolfpack, and you can actually rent a motorcycle through Wolfpack.
Okay.
And once you do that, we will get 10% affiliation fees for bringing that business to them.
I could see you doing this with other, like, you know, obviously, whether it's Harley or Honda or BMW, right, whatever, they all have kind of their rider packs, their wolf packs, if you will.
Exactly.
So I could see you, like, getting discounts for, you know, somebody buying, you know, leather Harley chaps or something.
Exactly. Actually, if you think about that, this is a great point you just raised. One of the big things that Harley doesn't have, and India doesn't have, and Honda don't have, is they actually don't know what's happening with their bike once you buy it.
Yeah.
You buy the bike, you put it in the garage, you never touch it. They don't know that. On the flip side, you use it every day, you know, hundreds of miles a week. They don't know it either. We collect a lot of information about user behavior. We know where you go, when you go, how far you go, who you go with, where do you stop, do you have waypoints, what are those waypoints? All this information has tremendous value to the manufacturer. For example, as you mentioned, you know, if I'm riding my bike a lot, then the wear and tear is high, so they can actually send me a coupon which is specific for me because they know I ride a lot.
Yeah.
So this is very, very valuable, and we're definitely looking to monetize on that. So the big data play is definitely in place. And just to support it, so you know, we have more than 4,000 trips planned with Wolfpack worldwide, with more than 1 million miles planned and traveled with the application. So we get a lot of information in. And, of course, the more we grow, the more information we get, the more valuable we become.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And then I guess my question is, it seems like, you know, right now you're really looking at B2C, but have you looked at like white labeling the technology for those, you know, different brands that were mentioned, for them to be using it? Because everybody kind of wants the experience for their riders to, you know, be maintained underneath their brand versus somebody else's. So have you explored conversations with like B2B for a software play?
Absolutely. And we're actually talking to two big manufacturers. We cannot mention their name, but I bet you can guess who they are. And we are talking to them about that, absolutely.
And of course, to answer your other question, you're talking about Indian motorcycles. Anyone who's driving a Triumph motorcycle knows what their Triumph motorcycle owner is doing. They're cleaning up the oil puddle in their garage. if you're a Triumph guy, you know what I'm talking about. Every Triumph from the 60s on through, every one of them leaks oil like a sieve.
Oh, no.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, the answer is yes. And the cool thing, by the way, think about this. If Harley or Indian or Honda or Suzuki have their own application, it will only be good for their own riders. Because if you are a Harley rider, for example, you don't want to run a Suzuki application on your phone, right?
Yeah.
So that creates silos that are actually not good for you, because when people ride, you know, they ride different kinds of bikes. When I ride with my buddies, you know, we're basically, you know, almost a random collection of motorcycles. So Wolfpack is actually the great equalizer between all those different motorcycles, because when you run Wolfpack, it doesn't matter if you ride a Harley or an Indian or a Honda or anything else. You just use Wolfpack, and everybody, you know, participates in the run. And of course, if we take it one step further, you can say, well, if we do have a cooperation with one of those companies and their riders are using Wolfpack, they can get perks specific for them, just because they're riding that specific brand of a motorcycle.
Very cool. I appreciate the time calling in. One more time, where do people go to learn about Wolfpack, and where do people go to invest?
Republic.co/Wolfpack.
Very cool. Jonathan, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of
appreciate
course.
The question.
Yep. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, Beth, this makes me want to go out for a long ride.
Yeah, right. I have an uncle, actually, who's a part of a motorcycle club, and they do really long rides up and down the West Coast. And I know that that's like a big thing in that community, but I also have a brother who's an adventure racer, and I could see huge applications.
We could do a whole
that.
Show on your family.
Yeah,
right. We should. We should have the Beth Bond family hour is really the
We're
show.
We're an insane bunch. I have 7 siblings and blah, blah, blah. They're all incredible.
Hey, what do you know? There's 7 days of the week.
Oh, my gosh.
We could do this every week.
But I think for them, actually, it's far more useful, just because those groups, actually, it's like life or death if you get separated from your group.
Yeah. The question there is, like, do they have data?
Right.
So out in the middle of nowhere.
And I asked these guys, because I actually met them in Las Vegas during CES. They had a booth, Wolfpack did.
Yep.
And so I asked them, you know, had they explored that market? Because those guys are all like Navy SEALs, Spec Ops. There's a huge play for the military. But they hadn't explored it yet, so I wonder if that's
time will tell. They get some money on the Republic, and maybe they'll make that happen.
Right.
Very cool. Well, thank you again for coming in for the day's shows with us.
Woohoo! International Women's Day volunteer.
Technori volunteer for International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day, Beth, and everyone else out there.
Happy day.
Happy days. You can catch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected, following us on Facebook and Twitter @technori, or follow me @Katoon, or follow Beth Bond @BethBond. Boom, that's a wrap.